guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Blondest. Happy Monday. This is your host, Savannah Boda. Did I say Monday twice? Maybe. I don't know. I could have sworn I did. I don't know, but happy fucking Monday, guys. So let's get into it. And I'm so excited for today's episode because I've been asked this question so many times and it is so difficult. So let me help you out. Problem clients, how to deal with the Karens, the Nancys, the Lindas, the Brendas of the world. It is hard. My God, they make our job 30 times more difficult. I tell people every day, my job is so much fun. It's not really tiring. I could literally just like massage people and rub their face and put on chemical peels all day. Like my body, yeah, it hurts, but it's fine. It is the mental aspect of dealing with hard clients that makes me want to fucking die. And it makes me so drained. And y'all know that. Like seeing 12 clients a day is a breeze if they're all cool and fun and like easy to deal with and listen and a perfect world. But the days you have those new consults and you get one of those clients, you know, it just sets the whole mood for the day and it makes that one day feel like a million in 12 years. And I know you guys all have a client in mind when you say this. So I need to clear my throat. So I'm going to do a little coffee cough. Hang on. That was so disgusting. It's fine. So anyways, it is freaking winter time. Just kidding. It's fall. And so now I have a bunch of like, you know, mucus in my throat and I'm not going to have to explain myself because, you know, it's life and it's normal and I'm a fucking human being. Okay. Don't judge me. So anyways, problem clients, let's get into it. How to deal with them, how to talk them off the ledge and how to say no. So if anyone knows me, I'm like, yes, man. I literally think that movie was made about me. So clients will be like, no, I swear, like you told me you would give me this product for free next time. And I'm like, I don't even know what I say from one second to the next. So it's like, I feel bad being like, nah, I didn't say that. And I'm so quick to answer. Like, I am just like so fast paced. Y'all know I talk fast. I think fast. So I'm just like, yeah, because I don't want to deal with it. So, you know, if you ask me things knowing I'm going to say yes to you, fuck you for taking advantage of me, first and foremost, okay? And second of all, I'm working on it. Thank you very much. And now Tyler just deals with all the shit because he's like, no, sorry, no refunds. And I'm like, damn right, daddy, I can't do any of that. So anyways, it's so difficult sometimes, you guys, because people want to take advantage, especially when you're a small business owner. And let me tell you, don't treat yourself like a small business or everybody will treat you like a small business. You have to be strict. You have to stay true to yourself. Being 23 years old and running a med spa, people literally underestimate me all the time. Do you know how many contractors came into my building and were like, did your mommy and daddy buy this building for you? It's just, it's so rude. And it's hard for people to believe. And it's hard for people, you know, to see like a little blonde girl, you know, running this six figure, almost seven figure business. And it's literally all because people are sexist and like to take advantage of people. And we deal with people that just don't respect us. So if you're young, it doesn't matter if you're running a tiny, you know, whatever, if you're in a med spa, if you're in a big ass, you know, whatever, or in a tiny suite, like you deserve to be respected by your clients, no matter what. If you're 10 years in the industry, or if you're in the industry for only one, everybody deserves that respect. So I used to take all these difficult clients and it would wear on me mentally. It would ruin the entire week. I'd be like, oh my God, I have to see so-and-so tomorrow or Friday, whatever it was. And it would just be like a dark cloud. And finally, I was like, you know what? No, it's so bad for my mental health. There are so many clients out there. I'm not going to take someone that doesn't respect me and treats me like shit and makes me feel like shit. And some of these clients, like it wasn't even, they were like rude to me. They just gave me bad energy and bad vibes. Like they wouldn't be responsive to my energy. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Like they were just unhappy people and their energy was so draining for me. And so I stopped seeing those clients. I'm like, I don't care. One client was spending like $800 every time she came and I didn't want to see her anymore because of the energy she gave me and because of the way she made me feel. You could come in and be like, I have $50 and be the coolest person in the world. And I would literally come on my day off just to do a fucking facial on you because your energy is that good. I thrive off my environment. You guys, that's why I spend money on my you know, pretty flower arrangements and, you know, care so much about all the little stuff inside my building. It's because my space is why I'm successful. Like who I surround myself with, the people in my life, like the energy has to be there. I'm not going to be the best that I can be. And that's honestly the key to success, you guys, is making an environment that you're so fucking happy in that you can just thrive and be successful. So how do I do that? How do I fire a client? Well, I usually say, I can't get you in. I'm so sorry. We're booked. You can also block them from booking on your site. And so they would have to make a new customer like profile or whatever. And then you can just reschedule that appointment and then cancel and say, so sorry, I'm not going to be in office that day. And then hopefully they'll get the hint. And if you want to be more direct, say, I really don't feel that I'm the best fit for you, but here's some recommendations. It doesn't have to be ugly. You don't need to tell them why. Just, you know, refer them out or just cancel them, block them. But, you know, don't do it like the day before, obviously, like if it's far out, just be like, sorry, I can't work that day. Hee hee. But one of the things I get all the time, you guys, is how to get people to listen to getting products. And I talked about that in my podcast 2 weeks ago about sales and everything like that. And I'll reiterate it again if you haven't listened, but I do encourage you to go listen because it is so important. And I go in depth of how you can set yourself up for success when you start a client consultation off right. And that's what I talk about in the sales episode. But literally, you guys, communicating with your clients is everything. You have to be upfront with them. You have to tell them what you're going to do for them, how much it's going to be, how long it's going to take, and don't give them yes, like one facial is going to like get it done. This one product will take care of your pigmentation. Like, don't fucking lie to them. Be upfront, be honest, be genuine, and you'll have less of those types of people coming into your office. And you know, people you'll be able to read off the get-go. I'm like, this person wants instant results. And I sit them down. I'm like, listen, your budget's $200. Okay, well, you have melasma. There is nothing I can do for you besides, and I don't talk like this. I'm just, you know, fed up with it and I'm mad for you guys, okay? But I'm like, okay, your budget's $200. I get that. I understand that. But if I do any kind of fucking facial on you today that costs $200 or give you a product for $200, you'll still have fucking melasma. What you need is the one thing I have here is the Enlightened Peel, and it's $900, unfortunately. But it is an investment and you want this gone. I'm telling you, this is the one ticket. Like, I'm not even kidding you guys. I can promise this because it does work. Your melasma, even if it's deep, like, I mean, of course, if it's like fucking severe, you might need four, but you know what I'm saying? It will get rid of it. It's not going to just kind of do something. It will fucking do something. And so that's what I tell them. I'm like, you have this issue. This is what I will do for results. I don't do something that's not like, yeah, we could do a brightening little facial and whatever, but you're still going to have melasma and you're not going to be happy and you're going to bitch at me because I can already tell you're one of those. So giving people upfront realistic expectations will help so much. And even when I do that, I have clients that are like, well, I just did the peel and I'm not seeing results. And I'm like, I understand. And I know it's hard to comprehend, but it does work. I don't say that. That sounds so bitchy. It's hard to comprehend for your brain that doesn't have an esthetician brain. You'll pee on. I'm just kidding. But it is hard for people to understand. And I'm the same way, you guys. I'm like, I got Botox 20 minutes ago. Why the fuck do I still have wrinkles? And I know it takes time because I'm in the industry and I understand Botox, but I get it because I'm that person. But with more advanced treatments and results-driven stuff, it takes time. It's not going to just change the pigmentation over the course of 1 week. It has to take time. And so they'll see results in those 2 weeks. But definitely, you know, when you have people come in, you just have to reassure them. You have to reiterate their concerns to them and say, hey, I listened to you. I know you don't want that pigmentation. I know you were hoping it'd be gone in a week. I promise next time I see you, you're going to be like, Savannah, I'm sorry for freaking out. And just joke with them and be there with them and be like, so honest and relate with them. And I guess it's easier for me because I am Karen. I am Karen. I will be honest with you. I am fucking Karen and I own it. Okay. And that's why I'm successful, because Karens get shit done and they suck, but I'm not always a Karen because I say yes to everyone. So I don't know. know. I feel like I'm like a Karen. I feel like I'm a Karen hybrid. I feel like I definitely have some Karen into me, and I think she'll develop as I age. I'm just 23, so I'm a young Karen right now. But I think once I hit like 50, I'm just going to be a fucking raging bitch. So get ready, guys. It's coming. Okay. So anyways, the best way is just to be able to relate to them, reiterate, talk to them. A lot of people ask about, you know, how to get them to comply and understand about facials. And you guys, I say the same thing. It's all communication. And if you have to, call the cops. But don't let someone make you feel less than you're worth. And like I said before, and I will say it again, if you treat yourself like a small business, others will treat you like a small business. So boss up. Get your confidence on and don't let people make you feel like you're not worth what you are worth. So, yeah, I think that's all I have for this very, very short episode, you guys. But make sure you like, subscribe, and tune in to our YouTube channel for all of our vlogs at Savannah Boda. That's just Savannah Boda. I don't know why I thought there was like email address. Dumbass me. It's fine. Have a good Monday, guys.